Lynn Bergren, all the way from Shanghai. Welcome to KFM, Lynn.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Lynn, let's just start right at the start. When did you move to Shanghai?
I moved to China just about 11 and a half months ago, but I moved to Shanghai in May. So it's been 3 or 4 months.
Why did you move to China?
I think China chose me. I reached a stage in my life where I was about to turn 30. In fact, I'm only turning 30 now. But I was about to turn 29, and I realized, like, you know, when you look back on your 20s and you don't know where it went, and then I was like, oh my goodness, I need to do something with my life, and I always wanted to travel. So I started applying for jobs, and then I found myself accepting a job to China.
Tell me, what has been the most difficult thing to adapt to in China?
There's obvious culture shock, like you would expect anyway. My culture shock was very delayed. I got it like 6 months later. And when I first moved, I stayed in Shenzhen, which is close to Hong Kong. And I was having such a good time that only 6 months later did it hit me that I was actually in China and that all these things are different. So it's the culture shock that sort of surprised me the most.
You almost sound like a teacher, which is something that I know you do there. What has that been like? Because I've heard very interesting ways that the kids have described you because you look so different to them.
Yes, I do. So my hair is curly, which Chinese people pay a lot of money to obtain. So they kind of believe that either I have a perm in or I have a wig on. But the kids are a little bit more honest in their opinions. In this one class that I was in, they kept on calling my hair noodles, and then they bounce it up and down because it's curly. And these are little kids. I mean, they're kindergartners.
What is the one thing that you miss most of home?
Oh, Mrs. Ball's chutney.
One other thing, if we ever had to come to Shanghai, what would we have to see? Mention two or three things.
There's the Bund, which is sort of like the water stand. It doesn't compare to V&A water stand, but it's very, very nice. It's quite historical also. The French Concession, which is basically used to be a little mini France in the middle of Shanghai.
Yeah.
The architecture is amazing. The skyline is out of this world. And Zhongshan Park, it's really beautiful. Everything is just so nice, you know.
You are in a good place currently, Lynn. A fantastic place. So listen, you have to say goodbye. But thank you for chatting to me.